Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, is three straight months a trend? Let's find out. We're talking existing home sales with our expert from the National Association of Realtors, the great Dr. Lawrence Yoon. Thank you so much for the time today, Dr. Yoon.
Hello. Thanks you for having me.
Oh, of course. Always, always, always. So what did we see in April when it came to the existing home sales numbers?
Well, as you mentioned, third straight months of a decline. And I think there's more months of decline coming ahead just because of the rising mortgage rates. The full impact of the sudden sharp jump in mortgage rate, I don't think is fully captured yet. But at the same time, we are still short on inventory. And consequently, prices continue to march higher, up 15% above 1 year ago.
Yeah, and so we're still talking about double-digit gains. The increase, though, at a little bit of a slower year-over-year pace as far as that medium existing home sales price, is that correct?
So it was, you know, 20% appreciation several months ago. So one can say there is some deceleration. And we also are monitoring some of the price reduction. But let's not confuse price reduction with the median price change, because person may have listed their home 20% higher than what it was 1 year ago. And if they are reducing, it does not mean price reduction. It still means price gain, maybe not the 20%, but maybe 15% or 10%.
Here in the South, we fell 4.6%, but then the price increases were staggering, up even bigger than what we're talking about nationwide, right?
South region, which has been a clear outperformer compared to the rest of the country, faster job growth, people moving into the region, but the sales decline for the reason that prices went up 22%. People are essentially getting priced out. So you have a combination of prices rising 22% in the South region, combined with a mortgage rate now at 5.3%. 1 year ago, it was 3%. All this combination is essentially hitting the affordability, especially for the first-time buyers.
We don't talk about this a lot, but any differentiation between, you know, single family homes versus condo and co-op sales, anything that we're seeing trend wise when it comes to the different types of housing that you track?
The single family housing has been a clear preference throughout the pandemic, larger size home, living in the suburbs. So the condominium market had lagged behind. But the latest data actually shows the condominium market essentially matching the momentum of the single family in terms of the sales change or the price growth. And this is, to me, implying that some people who are really want to buy a home, they're getting priced out. So the other alternative is affordability that the condominium is offering. So maybe that's the reason why the condominium market is now beginning to match the momentum of the single-family market.
Kind of like I said off the top, I just like to see, so 3 months, is this a trend, and is it a trend that you expect to continue?
It is a trend as we anticipate further declines. Now, this is a decline in sales, not in prices. Maybe the prices will continue to moderate their growth. So in December, maybe the prices are higher only by 5%. Get a little breather for the consumers rather than the intense multiple offers. Maybe people can take less hurried decision, view 5-7 homes before deciding. So I think we are returning to those activities after the frenzy we saw over the past 2 years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.